live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Very, very busy day today. Last night, of course, was the NXT TakeOver Respect Show. And if you listen to last night's Wrestling Observer Radio with myself and Dave Meltzer for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, you know that I called this my favorite WWE show all year long. I thought this show was awesome. Normally, I watch NXT on Thursday nights, and Vinny and I review the show for the Brian and Vinny Show, and we will review it for the show tonight. But because I do Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave on Wednesdays, I watched the show on Wednesday night. And the plan was that I would watch the show on Wednesday, Vinny would watch the show on his own, we'd watch Retro Raw. Anyway, to cut to the chase, Vinny is coming over tonight to watch NXT TakeOver, and I'm going to watch the entire show with him again. And I cannot remember the last WWE event that I loved so much, I decided, you know what, I'm going to watch it again the next day. This show was great. I loved every moment of it. There were things on the show that I thought they were going to do something different. I thought that they were going to turn Finn Balor heel. I thought that perhaps the Balor Club would form. I thought perhaps the women would do a 30-minute draw and then go longer. They didn't do any of these things. That did not detract in any way from my enjoyment. And in fact, I was wrong about the Balor Club being the best idea for the evening. Finn Balor and Samoa Joe winning the tournament and then doing the big celebration, the trophy. It was very nice. It was very classy. The show was awesome. We're going to talk about that. We got a lot of other news as well, including the return of Pride. It's got a new name, but the same rules. All of that and more on the show today, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Plaster is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Plasters feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Plaster.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Me and Mike have already been debating NXT TakeOver during the break.
I think that's a little dramatic.
It is a debate. I'm going to debate one thing you said.
It's a future debate.
Yeah. So, first off, we both agree the show is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, however... Tell me your argument here about the post-match celebration. I'll tell you my thoughts on it.
It was awesome. It was. Damn, it was great. It really was great. And I tweeted out a screenshot at the end of it where Bayley is just in the ring and she's holding the belt and she's got the big bouquet of flowers that the Triple H had given her. And it's hard to top. It really, really is, especially if you're a big fan of Bayley. In fact, you can't top it. You absolutely cannot top it. And coming off of the Brooklyn show and then this show, this was a beautiful thing. Pro wrestling be strongest in the old words of a New Japan pro wrestling motto. From this point forward, though, I don't know if you're going to be able to top that. And I don't know if... I want to see a moratorium on post-match celebrations to this level. Maybe until WrestleMania weekend, or, I mean, if you do have something that big, awesome. I don't think they will. I mean, what they've been able to do with NXT is not fall into a lot of the same traps that the Big Brother parent company has. So maybe they won't. But I'm just saying, from this point forward, let's have a moratorium on these post-match celebrations unless... the event and everything about it is this awesome. I just hope they don't fall into that trap.
Well, obviously that's the case. I mean, last night's show was the first time women had ever main evented an NXT special. It was a championship match. It was the first ever 30-minute women's Iron Man match. I mean, they should have had a post-match celebration.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason that I... was skeptical of your claim was the Brooklyn show was great and the Brooklyn match was great, and maybe I was just in a really good mood last night, but I enjoyed last night's match and post-match more than that Brooklyn show. And if you want to disagree with me, fine, I don't care. They were both unbelievable, but last night's celebration was not...
Wait a second. Has somebody disagreed with you on that?
No, that's the first time I've said it, so I'm
okay.
Sure. If they do, I'll hear it here in a second. But the point is, last night's celebration was so real. And that is what is missing in pro wrestling today. Obviously, pro wrestling is a worked sport. Pro wrestling has storylines. The matches are either fake or predetermined, whichever will make you least upset. But fans still want to see something real. That's why championships used to mean something. That's why it means something when you put your hair on the line. That's why it means something when you put your mask on the line in Mexico. It doesn't really mean a whole lot anymore, these championships. Even this goofy record that Nikki Bella broke, that she's ranting about and will rant about until the end of time, who cares? It's not treated as something important. But last night, when Sasha is on the ramp and all of the wrestlers are out there, and she falls to her knees crying, and she's weeping, and she needs to be consoled, and Triple H is on the ramp, and he's crying, and William Regal is crying. All of these people are crying. Bayley's in the ring crying. Obviously, if the next TakeOver special is Bayley versus Nia Jax, and they go to a DQ where Nia Jax wins to set up a match at the next TakeOver event,
there could be people crying.
There shouldn't be anybody crying. There shouldn't be everybody out on the ramp. You can do three or four TakeOvers, and maybe the NXT WrestleMania TakeOver this year is the blow-off match with Nia Jax and Bayley. And Bayley finally slays the beast. Then great, do your post-match crying celebration again. But
not until then. Not until at least WrestleMania.
Sure.
I just
don't like the word moratorium, because if it works, do it. And if it's not going to work, then they shouldn't do it. Yes, they should not try to create an emotional crying experience. But there was nothing created about the post-match last night. That was as real as can be. And thus, I think it was great, and I think when it works, do it. And last night, it sure worked.
Why does Brock Lesnar, why is he so over? Is because...
real, you know, fear.
Absolutely. I mean, real everything. Why did Kevin Owens make an impact when he was brought up to the main roster? Because anyone that knew who Kevin Steen was knows that Kevin Owens is as real as you can get in WWE in that form. It's real simple. You know, the emotion behind Bayley. That last night's show was great. If it's impossible for me to believe there's anyone out there, unless you just were, I don't know, kidnapped. I don't know what it is. But if you have not seen that show yet, you have to go out of your way to see it. From top to bottom, how it flowed, everything about it was great. It was absolutely great. And they're going to continue to be able to go on this roll because of that hour a week. And that Raw can't do this. Now, they can stick to their storylines better, and there's a lot of things creatively they can do.
Raw?
If they look, it's like if they really wanted to, if they really wanted to be serious, if they really wanted to take a new direction, they have the talent there, and there's enough talented people there where they could. But
I was questioning your statement that Raw could stick to their storylines better, because that is that is wrong.
I know. But with NXT, that hour, because you only have 4 hours a month unless there's going to be a special, and you build up to the specials. Nothing gets overdone. Nothing gets burnt out. They've been able to have interesting things. Not everything has hit a home run. But, man, everything they did last night was great. They lightly teased Samoa Joe and almost said Prince Devitt and Finn Balor, who won the tag team tournament and won the Dusty Rhodes Classic. But there was tension created for the future that doesn't have to take place a week from now or 2 weeks from now. They did something that could take place if they wanted to 3 or 4 months down the road. And they have the ability and the time to tell that story. And it's impossible to replicate what they do in NXT with the crowds that they get when they go around and with some of the things that they're able to do. It's impossible to replicate some of that stuff on the Raw roster. But boy, I wish they would do it here. And I wish there was somebody else that could get into the old man's ear, because NXT is everything that WWE, that a lot of people want WWE to be. And it's just almost as simple as going back to, oh, I don't know, pro wrestling to find out what those things are.
It's even easier, dude. I was watching this show, and you mentioned the Raw storylines. You want to know what the worst thing that ever happened to pro wrestling was this week? This changes regularly, by the way, but I was really thinking about it last night. Worst thing that ever happened to pro wrestling was when they decided they had to go live because spoilers were going to kill the show. If people found out what they taped, they would stop watching the programming. Now, I've seen a million taped shows that have done the same ratings or better than live shows. So we've had 15 years, 19 years to figure out that you're not going to kill pro wrestling by taping shows in advance. And the one thing that is so great about NXT, let's not fool ourselves, everybody. TakeOver shows are great. NXT TV is often, some people are going to be shocked to hear this, but if you are honest, it's true. Sometimes NXT TV is boring. It is a simple one-hour television show where they build up storylines for the next TakeOver event. There are basic matches. Sometimes they're bad. The TV shows are not blow-away in the ring. They're certainly not blow-away in terms of interviews. But they build up slowly to the next takeover event. And part of the reason that this is so effective is that they tape 5 weeks in advance or whatever. And when you tape 5 weeks in advance, you have to write backwards 5 weeks. You have to tape the shows. And once they're taped, it's over. You can't go back and change the finish. You can't go back and put another person over. You can't go back and change what you did leading to TakeOver. It's done. It's in the can. And as a result, you have slow-build, episodic television that you're not getting on the main roster. I'm not saying that Raw needs to be taped, but live is a crutch to change everything week to week, and that is not a benefit to Raw, as we have seen now for years. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We'll take your phone calls and such in the final segment. If you want to start sending your text messages, you can do those right now. Text message line 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Don't call that line. It's only for text messages. We'll start taking phone calls in the final segment. And invariably, whenever I say we're going to take phone calls in the final segment, the phone immediately starts ringing.
It's Ed. He's trying to get back.
Ed's banned. And Ed better not call until next Wednesday, or each time he calls, his ban will be extended.
By another week or another month?
I'll decide depending on how angry I am if he tries to bend the rules.
Speaking of bending things, did you see the picture on Twitter? Because I believe you released the show as a free one, the Brian and Vinny.
Oh, the one with Mongo.
Yes.
It's awesome, isn't it?
I have, and I will retweet this back out. There was a Rick Steiner, Chris Benoit match from the Nitro that Brian and Vinny and Craig had reviewed up at F4WOnline.com from 19 years ago that featured the attempted interference by not only Scott Steiner, but the world-famous Four Horsemen and former Chicago Bear, Steve Mongo McMichael, which was thwarted by Rick Steiner, who took Mongo's Halliburton that he was going to hit Scott with. And as he stood in the ring and as Mongo stood on the floor, Steiner just went straight down and kabonged McMichael. And as you'll see in the picture that I'm going to tweet out, as soon as that thing hit his head, Mongo was out cold.
Yeah, he probably knocked him out.
I mean, and if you see the look on his face when you look at these two pictures, you will know Mongo is out cold.
Mongo took the El Kabongo with that briefcase in the greatest moment in Nitro history. It is all over the internet, thank God, after the Brian and Vinny Show Tuesday. Which, by the way, if you're not a subscriber, the Tuesday Brian and Vinny Show is absolutely free. So head up there and check it out. And if you love it, we do 3 shows a week and 7,000 shows in the archives for subscribers. WrestlingObserver.com. Head up there and check that out. Quick results from the TakeOver event. Bayley beat Sasha in the Iron Woman match, and it was awesome. We had Finn Balor and Samoa Joe beat Baron Corbin and Rhino in the finals of the Dusty Rhodes Classic, which was a very good match. I wouldn't call it a great match. And in fact, it was probably the weakest of the 3 tournament matches that aired on the show. We had Apollo Crews beating Tyler Breeze with his back suplex into a powerbomb gimmick. They announced that Nia Jax is going to debut next week. We had Asuka beating Dana Brooke in an amazing match. I'm pretty sure that Asuka is the best wrestler in the whole universe because I can't imagine another human being anywhere getting a better match out of Dana Brooke than Asuka did. It was unbelievable. She beat her, killed her, and then threatened Emma with death. Jason Jordan and Chad Gable tragically lost to Rhino and Baron Corbin in a semifinal match, which was awesome, mostly because of Chad Gable and Jason Jordan. Chad Gable remains the greatest wrestler of all time, outside of Asuka, of course. And then Finn Balor and Samoa Joe beat Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson in the opener, which was also a very good match. Crowd was going nuts for this entire show. They were very bitter when there was a takeover that was not at Full Sail University. And I think they wanted to send the message, don't ever take a takeover away from us again, and we promise we'll make every single one of them great. And they did.
Yes, and whatever the crowds do, just don't fight with each other because I don't want to hear the next crowd say they're better than Full Sail, and I never want to hear Full Sail talk about any other crowd. Just pay attention to what's happening in the ring, please.
I would love wrestling if every crowd in the world decided that they were the best and they wanted to put on the best performance. The crowd is part of the show. I know people don't like to hear that, but it's true. You watch Raw, and they do a show in front of a dead crowd, and it's just... it sucks. And when Raw is in front of a great crowd or NXT is in front of a great crowd, it brings so much more to the show. There's so many Raw matches. It probably would be very, very good matches if the crowd was awake. So I have no problem. Sometimes crowds get a little wacky, but they paid their money. They bought their ticket. And if they decide that they want to have a party in the middle of the show, great. I have no problem with that.
Don't get a little wacky. Just have fun, be energetic, care about what's taking place in the ring, and don't care about some of your chance where it's, hey, look at me, I don't want to look at you, you're in the crowd, I'm watching these people in the ring. So there. But screw that. Let's get back to Asuka for a minute. Explain to people, or I'll explain to people, how she menaced and almost killed Emma. This is what she did. She walked outside the ring. She kind of very slowly kind of sidled up towards Emma. And she just looked at her with a little bit of a smirk on her face. That's what she did. That's all she did. And you,
that's all she had to do. Emma watched the match.
That this was the creepiest, very attractive, but creepy woman that rolled up on somebody and is going to silently kill them and their whole family. She was great, and it shows the unbelievable divide. Now, I'm not an expert on Japanese women's wrestling. I've watched a lot of it. I was not a big All Japan women's. That was all before my time. But from the time Ayako Hamada and Ai Fujita, and this is late 90s, early 2000s, from that point forward, I've had a chance to see a lot of women's wrestling. And Kana is really good. And she had a team with the Shirai sisters that would be, in theory, perfect for WWE. And one of those two ladies is still active, but there have been so many great women that I've watched, the Nane Takahashis, who worked in ROH this year, the Mako Satomuras. There's so many good women that wrestle over there that kind of stood out, and you knew she was really good and one of the best women wrestlers in the world, but you didn't realize how stark that divide was, or at least you forget how stark the divide was until you see her over here and she takes a Dana Brooke that. And Dana Brooke, I held up
Dana
to her
Brooke
end of the
deserves
deal.
A lot of credit for her performance.
Absolutely.
Last night. It does take two
Absolutely.
To tango.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. And she was great. But man, it shows you how good the Kana is, the presence that she had. And again, not everybody can do this. And just because you're a great worker in the ring doesn't mean that you can, you know, project that out to the people.
But she can.
Boy, did Kana do a great job projecting that out to the people. And that, you know, if there was a lot of great stuff on that show last night, her and how she was received and how she carried herself and how she came across was one of the biggest things on that show. Raises the bar for the Sarah Stocks and some of the other people who may be coming in, because that was excellent.
Well, she wasn't signed for WWE, and she may not even ever make it to the main roster.
That's okay.
And WWE, Vince, and I'm sure others in there as well, but there is a woman that they're looking for who's very skinny, and they have huge implants, and they're kind of
red
that
hair?
Supermodel sort of deal. And I always imagine Vince sitting and watching Asuka and just kind of, I don't want to say he's baffled, because I think he would be a fool to not recognize that she's very talented. But I can see him doing this stupid, well, you know, she's not marketable enough. I think this woman is so hot.
Let's get her some salt to throw, pal.
She's so hot, and she's so good, and she's so charismatic that she should be on the main roster, like, tomorrow and running roughshod through all of these girls. You want to make this a woman's division and not a goofy divas division where the title looks like a butterfly? And I'm sure you can figure all of that out, those of you listening on terrestrial radio. You want to make this the real deal? If you watched that Asuka match last night, let me tell you what the Asuka match was. It wasn't a divas match. It was a woman's match with a woman who kills other women. And the people loved it. And if you want a serious divas division on Raw, first off, you got to get rid of that stupid name and that stupid belt. You got to call it the women's division. You got to get a new belt. And you got to bring up Asuka to destroy everybody and raise everybody else's level up. Wait. So that the women's division is like the men's division and not a goofy divas division.
Well, the men's division sucks too, but don't do that yet. Fix the women's division and simple.
Good luck with
talk
that.
About, I know, it's talked about the Divas Resolution, all that nonsense. All you had to do was bring these women up as competitors, because they all want this belt, and they all had a belt in NXT, or at least Sasha Banks did. You know, they are fighting and clawing, and they want to work their way up, and they want to topple Nikki Bella, because we're wrestlers, or we're sports entertainers, and this is what we do. And that's such an easy fix. You look at the like the women's strawweight division, especially when it started, and you had this mass of personalities, your Tisha Torres's, your Rose Namajunas's, and everybody already kind of had a built-in personality going into the thing. And they were all after winning the very first UFC title. You had Pretty Paige Van Zandt. You had this, you had that. And obviously with the Ultimate Fighter show, everything shook out. You had, I think it was Carla Esparza, and there you go. And obviously that's been toppled now, but still, doesn't matter. Now you have Joanna. That's all it is. All you have to do is make the belt important and make all these women just independent. They all have their own thing going, and they all want the belt. How hard is that?
To the break. We'll take your phone calls and such when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends, and it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish wood look tile, and get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Ty Payne. Go to lumberliquidators.com/sweepstakes for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hey folks, Colonel Sanders here. Time to shake off that boring old weekend and get back to the excitement of labor. You're going to need a good lunch, though. So stop into a KFC for a $5 fill-up with two pieces of original recipe chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a medium drink. Okay, then. I'll let you get back to work now. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Drum thigh side cookie medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline. 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Studio line today, 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. Give us a call. Skype line. If you want to Skype us, F4W online. If you'd like to text us, the text message number is 425-780-7566. And you can call us toll free, Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. Got a text message here from somebody wondering about the buy rate for Best in the World from June. I actually don't know that buy rate. Have you heard, Mike?
No, actually, and then again, I actually haven't dug it out, too, so try to get that for tomorrow.
All righty. We've not mentioned, by the way, it was announced today the formation of the new Pride, which I believe is being called Rizin, the Rizin Fighting Federation. This from WrestlingObserver.com. Two-time Observer Awards Promoter of the Year winner Nobuyuki Sakakibara announced today in Tokyo the formation of the Rizin Fighting Federation, a new attempt to rekindle the heyday of Japanese MMA, complete with a New Year's Eve show that will air in the U.S. in prime time on Spike TV. What was announced is two shows, both at the Saitama Super Arena on December 29 and the other, same building, December 31st. Fuji TV, one of the major networks in Japan, will broadcast the event, which is big, by the way. Whenever you hear the story of a new wrestling or MMA promotion forming, the big question will always be, do they have TV? And this new promotion does, in fact, have Fuji TV. It's going to be broadcasting the event. It's not made clear if the show will air live in Japan. The indication is Fuji is going to air it as a special built around the fights of Fedor Emelianenko and Kazushi Sakuraba. The plans include an 8-man heavyweight tournament, everybody's favorite, these MMA tournaments, $500,000 going to the winner, taking place at some point in the future. Rules will be similar to Pride. Men's fights, 20 minutes in length, rounds of 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and 5 minutes, and using the old Pride judging criteria. And apparently, how ironic, the women's fights will be 3-minute rounds. Moves like soccer kicks and knees to the head of a downed opponent will be legal. Old judging criteria of Pride, the fights will be fought inside a ring. Apparently, this is an important detail. The ring will have 5 ropes instead of 3 or 4. Arena Kubota, a female star of kickboxing and shoot boxing, will debut. Gabby Garcia is going to debut. Kazushi Sakuraba versus Shinya Aoki on December 29th. That will be the main event. And no opponent was announced for Fedor. So all of the talk about Jaideep Singh that has not officially been announced yet. Scott Coker was there. He said Bellator fighters are going to be there. Sean Grande and Jimmy Smith are going to be doing the announcing. And the talent will come from Bellator, Bama, KSW, Bushido. KSW, I think that's a radio station around here. Jungle Fight, Desert Force, Deep,
Poland, by the way.
Shoot, Pancras, and Zest, ZST. So that is the update on this new promotion, Mike.
Marius Pudanowski, I believe, is the star of Poland, the big oversized dude. Bob Sapp went and did the Bob Sapp deal for him over there, and I believe he's been on TV here. I want to say he's been on TV here at some point. I could be completely wrong about that, but Sakakibara, I guess, didn't run from the fact that anything brought up about Pride will bring up the Yakuza allegations, and he talked about that, said he was working to ensure legal transparency. Guess he's reached a hand out, or a hand has been reached out to the Japanese Amateur Athletic Union, that covers wrestling. Their group that covers amateur wrestling over there, as you mentioned, Scott Coker, a lot of people are going to be over there, and I guess he's going to try to make a whole weekend out of this. And I don't blame him for doing so. Sakakibara, you have to try to do something. I don't know, though, and you'll never find a bigger... I was amazed by Pride, and I was always just flabbergasted because I always thought somebody was going to die, and there was a lot, you know, sporting-wise, it was an awful, awful situation and an awful place because they would book fights and change fights on the fly and tell guys they were fighting one person and they were really fighting another from a sporting point of view. It was a train wreck, and from a, maybe a moral point of view, some of it was a train wreck. From an entertainment point of view, especially at that time in MMA and at that time with the UFC, what K1 and what Pride were doing were, from an entertainment point of view,
awesome and outstanding, and it was a spectacle, and you had entrances, and you had storylines, and you had freak shows, and you had great fights, and you had this, and you had that. I don't know, though, if time has passed by enough, or if too much time has passed by as far as the Western fan getting into this. I think the time probably is right in Japan. There have not been any, you know, there's been a real limit on boxers. You know, the Kameda brothers a couple of years ago were a big thing. There are still some really good boxers over there, but it's not the same. Sumo is not the same. Pro wrestling has rebounded, but it's never going to probably be at the level that it was at long ago when it was Baba and Inoki and that sort of thing. So there's been, and Japanese fighters have been going other places and getting, I'm not saying slaughtered, but, you know, there was a big difference and times had changed by the time we got around to where we are now in the UFC. So Japan might be ready for it. I don't know if the general fan going back to see soccer kicks, which they were brutal then. I mean, there's a lot of people that I'm not saying haven't never seen a soccer kick or anything like that, but when you see soccer kicks repeatedly being utilized, I mean, watch an old Wanderlei Silva fight against one of those undersized Japanese guys. It's just brutal. It's absolutely brutal. And relying on names from the past can only take you so far. And I know they need to do that to get some eyeballs, but if you're going to reach out to everybody that you possibly can to get fighters in, I would kind of take that approach because I don't know if I want to see Sakuraba die. The Inokiism days are dead. You know, I don't want to see Fedor and Jaideep Singh. And I know he needs a fight to get back on the horse, but I mean, that's just ridiculous. So I'm not excited now. Maybe as it gets closer, I might be, but you know, to trumpet soccer kicks coming back. And there's a whole thing with knees, and now people look at knees and elbows and things like that. But for some of the stuff that took place, I don't know if you really want to go back to that.
Studio line 425-488-0525. Give us a call. We got a text message here about pro wrestling. Essentially, this person wants to know, who could John Cena's opponent be for WrestleMania? It's a good question. And if I had to make a prediction right now, I would say Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns and that deal on Monday, Susan G. Komen, everybody was on the ramp except Roman Reigns and John Cena. And Roman Reigns is obviously still their next choice for the next John Cena. And no matter who you put Roman Reigns in with at WrestleMania, he's going to be booed unless you put him in with John Cena, which would be a very interesting match. They're either going to side with Roman Reigns, and you'll actually get the guy to be cheered for once in a Mania, or the fans will boo both men out of the building. I don't know which it's going to be, but for some reason, I think that that is a strong possibility for a match at WrestleMania. John Cena versus Roman Reigns, with Roman Reigns beating the guy. Or,
well, you could go and you could try to change it on the fly, see whichever way it's leaning, because you always have that Monday to have a turn from Roman Reigns. If you wanted to go that way, if Reigns is getting booed out of the building and all of a sudden John Cena's back to like 2004 John Cena, where people are losing their minds for him and he's, you know, the greatest thing in there because Roman Reigns is somebody they want to boo even more. You could always switch it up where, you know, Reigns at the end, you have Cena stand tall, everybody cheers, kids are happy, you know, the WrestleMania thing of going home happy. And then you could have Reigns turn him on Monday and you have more of an excuse to have him do it.
Here's the problem. The moment I would vow, by the way, I think I owe you $25 for that Gustafson fight on Saturday, but I'd bet another $25. The moment you turn Roman Reigns heel, he will be cheered by a good portion of the audience. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. And I think if you turn Roman heel, and I think if you make John Cena babyface, then I think at WrestleMania, Roman will be cheered wildly, and John Cena will be booed out of the building.
Oh, yeah, I could see. I thought if they were both going in as baby faces, if you wanted to kind of use the Komen thing on Monday, is like, you know, which should be also a blatant sign to everybody that, you know, not everybody has given up on Roman Reigns yet. Maybe you have at home or in the crowd, but Roman Reigns is still very much in the mix here. I thought you meant both going in as baby faces.
Well, maybe they can both go in. I don't know what they're going to do. I'm just saying I think that's going to be the match, and right now they're both baby faces.
I
will say, when they did that Susan G. Komen thing, And John Cena is on one side and Roman Reigns is on the other. You know the first thing I thought was? I thought Roman Reigns is going to come out tonight and accept the John Cena Open Challenge and win the U.S. title. That's the very first thing I thought. And they didn't do that.
I was hoping you thought he'd spear some of the women.
No. That's... Of course not. Come on, Mike. Let's not be ridiculous.
Kevin Owens would. Heel.
This person wants to know, when is it Tommy coming back? I think he's due back in a couple of months, if I recall correctly. I could be wrong about that. He could be back at the tapings. I got tapings tonight for NXT. So, one way or the other, there's going to be some changes of direction tonight. There's going to be some new storylines. There's going to be some new feuds. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're taping. Hopefully, the Balor Club... I'm just going to keep... For a while, it was, what's a great idea for Finn Balor's debut on the main roster? Now, it's just, what can we do to form the Balor Club? That's all I care about. How are we going to form the Balor Club? I love the guy, but he needs to be a heel.
Well, and the thing is, too, you have all this merchandise with the Balor Club. I mean, it's not just like a fan-united thing. I mean, you know it's going to be a group at some point. And I'm fine they didn't do it last night. I'm really, you know, I'm cool with the way everything that turned out last night. Although Gable and Jordan are great. But at least... We have those hints of it. Something's going to happen with him and Joe. And I don't know how people would feel about this, but a James Storm, a Tommaso Ciampa, I think a couple of those guys like that, as things move on, I could see them for the next special after they go through this TV. I don't know if they're going to do something with this cycle with Joe and Balor, or if they hold it off or something like that. I don't know how people feel about those two guys. But I think that would be a great way, in whenever you're going to do this, to introduce both of those guys. I guess reintroduce Tommaso Ciampa, but definitely introduce James Storm. That's a pretty great fit, I would think.
I don't know who I want in the Balor Club. I want to know who's going to be the bad luck Fale of the Balor Club. That's my big question.
You know who should be the new Haku? Actually, he wouldn't
be
the new Haku.
No one can be the new Haku, but go ahead.
Tama Tonga, his son, because
he's great.
He's not going to leave New Japan, but boy, have they been careful about him over there. And he was dripping with charisma, if anybody can believe this or not, from the time he debuted there. And he's gotten better and better and better. And it's been a slow build for him. And he is very good. And I hope, God, if there was ever a hand reached out for, you know, things to go back and forth between NXT and New Japan, him coming over here for an excursion would be great.
WWE announced today there is the WWE Network gift card you can now buy at Walmart. You can buy a three-month gift card, 3 months of the WWE Network. Get it for your friends, family. It's at Walmart, everybody. Check it out. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. How's up on Twitter, which has just been driving me nuts lately. And on the right-hand side, there's a deal that says, who to follow? Folks you may want to follow that maybe you haven't before. And in the list is Melissa Santos. You know who that is, Mike?
Yes, I do.
She's a ring announcer for Lucha Underground.
Yes.
And I thought, looks like I'm not following Melissa Santos. I'm going to follow her right now. Click follow. It takes me to her page. And the very first thing there is a video of her in her twerking class for the first time. I could not tweet or text Tom Lawler faster. But he had up there. It's a free plug for Melissa Santos's Twitter. Lucha Underground taping next month. They've bumped up the tapings to November, so they're getting ready to go, and that should be a lot of fun. We'll, of course,
be
covering
it. That's the first time, huh?
That's what it says. Yeah. We'll be covering that here on the show. Don't forget, tonight, the Brian and Vinny show. We'll be talking NXT TakeOver. Vinny and I are watching it tonight. I've watched it once. I'm going to be watching it again. He'll be watching it for the first time. We'll be covering that as well as Retro Raw, the Monday Night Raw from 19 years ago this week. And let me tell you something. It ain't going to be as good as NXT TakeOver Respect. I guarantee it. I will give Mike $250 if the Raw from 19 years ago this week is better than NXT TakeOver. That's how confident I am. That's coming up tonight. And what's so funny?
I won't plan on eating off that money.
No, bad idea. So check that out. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We replay every day, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. And, of course, commercial-free downloads up for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. So sign up today. You will not regret it. I want to thank everybody at Byline, Mike, as always, the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.